people out there in Main Menu listener land. Say that three times fast. This is Steve Matsura with part three of a continuing series on backing up your computer and all the associated problems therewith. In our first program, we discussed the 4 points of a backup strategy. How to back up your system, what tools and media, when and how frequently, what files, and where to keep the backups once they're generated. In the second part, we began by using WinZip to make a backup, a simple backup, just to show you how WinZip knows how to process the archive bit, which is one of the 4 extra added attractions you get with every Windows file. The archive bit is one of the 4 hidden bits that you have to go looking for. The other 3, of course, are the read-only, system, and hidden file attributes bits. Now then, let's return to our archive. I now have the archive open on my desktop, which was going to be an archive called work.zip in the root directory of my G drive. Let's just go over the WinZip dialog that we had all set up the last time we got together. I'm not going to comment on these, I'm just going to review them with you.
Tap. Add to archive, edit gwork.zip. Tap. New ... button. Tap. Open ... Tap. Action combo box, add and replace files. Tap. Compression combo box, maximums lowest. Tap. Folders include subfolders, checkbox checked. Tap. Folders save extra folder info, checkbox checked. Tap. Attributes include only if archive attribute is set, checkbox checked.
Remember, that was one of the important ones.
Tap. Attributes reset archive attribute, checkbox checked.
And that's the other one.
Tap. Attributes include system and hidden files, checkbox checked. Tap. Store file names in 8.3 format, checkbox not checked. Tap. Add button.
And we're back to the add button, so let's do it. Let's press enter on the add button.
Enter. List view, 0 items.
And let's see what happens. We'll fast forward to WinZip's reply.
Selected 0 files, 0 bytes total, 4 files, 27,454 KB.
All right then. The zip archive has been completed, and there are 4 files in there. And they total 27 odd megabytes of file space. Remember I told you each one was about 6 meg in size? Well, 6 meg and a few hundred K either side of that, and you get 27 meg. Let's see what is in this zip archive. Make sure we got what we think we got.
Not selected Windows file 1.6/8/0020557,028,042.90%7,312W.1 of 4.
All right, now, 1 of 4. I'll tell you just quickly, the other 3 files are there too.
File2.net, File3.net, File4.net.
Of course, I got that by pressing the down arrow. The numbers after the file1.net were the original size, the compressed size, and the compressed ratio. Pretty neat, eh? Okay. And that is how you make a backup using the archive bit feature in WinZip. Now, I'm going to exit this archive.
Alt F4. Exploring glist view work 2 of 18.
And I'm going to create another one.
Alt F.
Just
open.
To show you.
Rename contents of the SERP. Add to a zip. Enter. App start. WinZip. List view 0 items 0. Add dialog. Adding file gwork star period star. Add to archive edit work dot zip.
Just for fun, I'm going to call this archive work 2 dot zip. That's left arrow backwards.
P-I-Z period.
And put in a 2. So now it says
2. Add to archive edit gwork 2 dot zip.
Now I'm going to reset this archive to do exactly what the other archive did. I didn't bother including it on the audio because you know what they are. I set the archive bit detector, and I set the archive bit resetter, the thing that finds it and the thing that resets it, just like in the other archive. I'm now sitting on the
add button,
and I'm going to press it.
Enter. With
now,
zip
what
dialog.
Do you think will happen?
There are no files were found for this action that match your criteria. Nothing to do. Gwork2.zip period OK button.
Now, why do you suppose that is? Well, the answer, of course, is because I asked WinZip to process only files with the archive bit set, there weren't any in this directory. Why not? Because in the previous operation, I reset the archive bit when I created work.zip. So you see, once a file has been backed up, you don't have to worry about backing it up again, because as long as you use the archive bit method, you'll be in good shape. Now let's take one of these files and modify it. I'm going to close this dialog.
Enter. WinZip dialog. WinZip encountered problems during this operation. Would you like to see WinZip's log file? Yes button.
I'm going to say no.
And list view zero items.
Because I really don't care. And I'm going to exit the archive.
Alt F4.
Just like that.
Exploring G list view work 2 of 18.
I'm going to open up the work directory.
Enter. List view not selected. Windows file 1.dat 1 of 4.
And I'm going to select the first file.
Space file 1.dat.
I'm going to open it.
Enter. App start. Arrow. Open with dialog. Click the program you want to use to open the file apostrophe file 1.dat.
I'm going to open it with Notepad.
And tap list view not selected program file and Notepad. Enter. App start. Arrow. Untitled Notepad error dialog. This file is too large for Notepad to open. Would you like to use WordPad to read this file? Yes button. Enter. App start.
It's a pretty big file, so it'll take a minute for WordPad to load. So I'll take that opportunity to tell you that what I'm going to
edit.
Do after it does load is I'm
arrow.
Going to simply make one change to the file. And that change is going to be I'm just going to press the space bar. We're going to add an extra character to the file.
Reject it for.
All right. That's the first line. As a matter of fact, I'll put a letter in front of it so that you can hear the change. You can't hear a space.
Q. Reject it for.
And now I'm going to save the file.
Alt F4.
One of these days I'll
WordPad dialog. Save changes to file1.dat. Yes button. Enter. Edit.
Now it's saving the file. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to now show you what happened.
Exploring work. List view not selected. Notepad file. File 2.dat. 1 of 4.
Okay, I'm just going to refresh this view.
Alt V. Toolbar sub. R. Home. File 1.dat.
And I'm going to check the attributes of this file by looking at the properties page.
Alt Enter. File 1.dat properties dialog. General page attributes read only checkbox not checked. Tap. Hidden checkbox not checked.
All well and good, but what about the archive bit? When I modified the file, did Windows reset it like we know it should have?
Tab. Archive checkbox checked.
Oh boy! Exactly right. What this means is, anytime you modify a file, Windows is going to reset that bit so that your backup software that accesses that information will know to backup your files. This is closing the circle of proof on everything I have put forth so far. I'm going to close this dialog by pressing the Enter key.
Enter. Exploring work list view large icons view button file 1.dat. 1 of 4.
This concludes my comments on using WinZip to backup using the archive bit method. And in the few remaining minutes, I'd like to talk to you about the Windows Registry. Now, because the Windows Registry is so important, you may think that it deserves a segment on its own. However, It really doesn't, because there's a very simple way to handle it. Windows Registry, for those of you who do not know, is a pair of files located in the Windows directory on the boot disk. One is called system.dat, and one is called user.dat. Now, system.dat contains all hardware settings, everything about your computer that is registry-related, that was stored in the registry, that is related to your hardware, what kind of disk drives you have, whether or not you have a modem, what kind of video adapter and video drivers you may have. All of that stuff is stored in system.dat. User.dat contains a lot of user information and a lot of file and initialization information. These two files comprise the Windows Registry. Now, you can back up the Windows Registry manually by migrating to the Windows directory, whatever that directory may be for you. It may be C:\Windows, it may not, and executing the command xcopy space *.dat space and a path where you would like to put these backups. By the way, the Windows Registry will fit on a floppy, so you can say a:\ if you like, and a space after that, and then, very important, /h. Slash H means process only hidden files. Xcopy will do the deed, and then you can go look on the path where you told it to put these two files and make sure they're there. What? You didn't find any files there? Ah, but remember, they're hidden, so you'll have to turn on the special viewing option, or you'll have to go into DOS and do a directory /h command to find them. But they should be there. The second way that registry files are backed up automatically is every time you boot. There is a special program that runs at system boot time called Registry Recovery. And what Registry Recovery does is it makes a backup of system.dat and user.dat to system.da0 and user.da0. So that if you ever need to restore, that's where it gets the data from to restore. And if you are game, and if you are daring, you can test this out by deleting your copy of user.dat and system.dat, after backing them up, of course, please, and seeing whether Windows will restore your old registry from user.da0 and system.da0. If it doesn't, you've got a problem with your startup, and you should look into that further. But Windows should do this automatically. A third way to back up your registry is with a Microsoft-created product called the ERU, the Emergency Recovery Utility. It's on your Windows 95 and Windows 98 installation disk, or you can download it from http://www.microsoft.com/download/eruzip.exe. And a fourth way is also a Microsoft way, the Configuration Backup Program, CFG Backup, or CFGBK as it is known. And you can also get that from http://www.microsoft.com/download/cfgbk.zip. And if it's not .zip, try .exe. I'm almost positive it's .zip, but you know the way these things are, the way these websites go. They may have converted it to a self-extracting archive since the last time I checked, which was only last week. And that about does it. Next time, I'm going to talk about two things. I'm going to split the show in half, and I'm going to talk about a very inexpensive backup program that does not use tape. Rather, it uses free space on your disk to hold backup sets. And then, I'm going to spend some time talking to you about backup software that does use tape, such backup software as Connor Backup Exec, which is now known as Seagate Backup Exec, and a program that I use and like real well called OnStream Echo. And the reason that I use OnStream Echo is because I use an OnStream tape drive, and it's the software that happened to come with it. Turns out it's very accessible with speech, and it works very well, and does the job really great. And that'll about do it for us for this time. Thanking you for yours until next. In the backup corner, for ACB Main Menu, this is Steve Metzler.